Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. This is one of those episodes where I'm like, I am just going to share from my heart. And this happens to be a mistake that I made in my business. And this mistake cost me results that I could have been getting over the last 3.5 years. Okay, 3.5 years, put that in perspective. That's 42 months. That's a lot of time. Okay. And if you remember, I did the episode about, you know, how I never live in regret, and I don't live in regret. So I call this a mistake, but it's not as though I'm somewhere sad or anything like that. I'm actually excited to come and tell you about it so you don't make the same mistake. And if you don't make the same mistake, then there's nothing to regret, right? Because I paid it forward. All right. I took one for the team. That's what's going on here. So let's go into it. Okay. I want you to really listen. This is a real life experience and it's going to change the way you show up. So you guys know that I'm writing a book. It's going to be released March of 2022 and it's called The EntreMD Method. It's a proven roadmap for doctors who want to live life and practice medicine on their terms. And I have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this book a lot just to make sure for everyone who reads it, they can literally go from, I am a stuck, frustrated doctor, if you will, to, oh my gosh, I'm living life on my own terms. Okay. It's like, what is the simplest way to help people get there? So I'm so excited. And of course, you don't have to be like stuck and frustrated in that kind of sense. You can, you know, you can be like, I know there's more. I don't know what more is. You can be like, I want to start a business. I don't know where to start from. You can say, I really, really, really love my job. I don't want to start a private practice or anything, but I do want to explore all of me. What am I going to do? Right? Like whatever it is, I started a business. I don't have enough clients. I'm terrified of putting myself out there. Whatever. Like, you know, EntreMD, if you love this podcast, you will absolutely love the book. Okay. So it's called The EntreMD Method. And when I was doing the revisions on the book, I was telling my story of 2016 when it dawned on me that medicine as we know it is gone and all of that. And I was like, wow, you know, 2016, that was a while ago. That's like 5 years ago at the time of this recording. And I was like, but I wrote about this before. And I had this thought. I was like, I wrote about this before. Let me go pull up what I wrote to make sure that all my details are accurate. So I remember it. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, there's nothing I didn't remember or, you know, something that I didn't remember accurately. So I was like, where did I put that? I was like, oh yeah, I remember there was this time I was writing this book and I told the story in that book. And so I go to my Google Drive and I search. The name of this book that I wanted to write is Your MD is No Longer Enough. Okay, Your MD is No Longer Enough. So I go to the book and I search and I pull it up. And first of all, the first thing that dawns on me is that that book, I completed it in 2018. Okay, the book was complete in 2018. And so I'm looking at it. I'm like, wait a minute. I did this 3.5 years ago, right? And so then I started looking through it and then it dawned on me again. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't just complete the manuscript. Like I had completed the manuscript and I had it edited. Like this book was done. And so I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm just thinking this as I'm going back to the story of 2016, right? Because that's the real reason why I was there. And so I go to the story and I start reading and I'm like, golly, I wrote some brilliant stuff here. I'm like, this book is amazing. And then I stopped. I was like, so wait a minute. Why did I never publish this book? Why did this book never see the light of day? And I went back to 3.5 years ago and I was critical of everything and I was ashamed of everything, if you will. I felt like this was not good enough. I felt like the marketplace wasn't ready for the message because remember, we're talking 2018. At this point, COVID hadn't happened. A lot of things hadn't happened. So when I would talk about how physicians have to start creating businesses, they have to be in control of their brands, in charge of their careers, that nobody's going to look out for us. In fact, that the market forces are going to force us out of the market if we don't do our part. It was really strange talk at that time. Okay. It was really strange. Sometimes I post about it in Facebook groups and people come for me and stuff like that. So anyway, there are so many, so, you know, I was like, the title is not good enough. The marketplace is not ready for it. My writing is not that good. But let me tell you what I saw when I looked at the book 3.5 years later. I was like, first of all, the title is brilliant, right? Your MD is no longer enough. Brilliant, brilliant. And I looked at it. And I was like, and the writing is really good because I was literally just talking to doctors. That's what I was doing. I looked at the table of contents. I'm going to walk you through this because I'm going somewhere. Okay. So just follow me. So chapter one was like adapt or die. Like, you know, and I told the story of Blockbusters and, you know, and Netflix. I told the story of the taxi industry and Uber, you know, like these people didn't adapt and they're nowhere to be found. You know, I talked about people who had trained to be medical record specialists before EHR became a thing, right? Now, all of a sudden, boom, their thing is gone. You know what I mean? And so I talked about adapt and die. Chapter two, I talked about the deception of a physician's salary. You know what I mean? Chapter three, you know, but I don't want to own a business, right? Which is what many doctors, like, I don't want to own a business. And I'm like, yeah, we think about it different. We're already businesses. You know what I mean? Chapter four, you won't believe this, a word for women, right? But I have the kids. But my husband said, all of that, talked about that in the chapter. Chapter five, money's not evil. Chapter six, entrepreneur is not a dirty word. Chapter seven, mindset number one, the right attitude. Mindset number two, I happen to be a physician. Mindset number three, I must learn all the skills. These are like mindsets that I was like, as physicians, we have to adapt. Number 10, don't be fooled. And I won't tell you what that's about. You know, chapter 11, keep the main thing where I talked about the why, like the why behind starting a business, because that's what helps you weather the hard times, you know? And then chapter 12, imagine if. And I was reading, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. So good. Let me give you an example. Okay. So chapter 11 is keep the main thing, the main thing. And so I was like, you know what? I'll read it to you. It says, have you ever wondered why some business people are doing better and better, but at the same time are getting more depressed? Have you ever looked at a business person who had money, but lost his family in the process and that scared you away from business? Have you seen business people so stressed out that it seemed like life just passed them by? If you have, and this scares you, I'd like to show you how to not let this happen to you. It is true that you have to make sacrifices, especially in the beginning stages as an entrepreneur, but you have to do that with a goal in mind. That goal is your why, okay? So then I go on to say, you see, no one builds a business to have money. The reason is always deeper than that. If you chase just a number, you will become very disillusioned when you hit that goal. The truth is money is not really a thing. It is paper that has dead men faces printed on it with mercury. You don't take all the risk and work hard for years for paper. There is something else you want. So maybe you want to retire at 50, or you want to pay your kids way through college, or you want to be a philanthropist, or you want to build a school in a developing nation, or you want to be proof that it can be done, which is one of my whys, right? I want to be an example. Like, look, doctors, we don't have to live the way we're living. We have an alternate reality, okay? So I go on in this chapter to say, I'll tell you my why. I want to be a wildly successful entrepreneur because I want to have the time and flexibility to raise my four amazing children to be gifts to their generation. Now, I'm reading this. I'm going like, wait a minute. I don't know what I'm going to say because I haven't read this since 2018. And then I go on to say, my husband and I want to raise kids who love Jesus like we do and who will live out their full potential. There are many skills we have acquired, and it is our responsibility to transfer these skills to our children so they don't have to have the same struggles that we had. We do not want to just give them things. We want to give them the know-how to get things for themselves. Okay. So my husband said it in a very powerful way. A heritage is what you leave your child. A legacy is what you build in your child. Ooh, that is so good. And then I went on to say, I want to be a philanthropist. I want to be able to give away millions of dollars, literally, like not, you know, literally. This is not a pretty wish. I've already started doing this in a way that will shock you if you found out, but to reach my goal, I have to have a lot more coming in. I want to show others, especially physicians, what is possible. Let me make a confession here. I wrote this book because I am part of physician forums and I see the struggle, the fear, the denial, and I want to help as many as I can. There are 800,000 active physicians in the US. If I can help 80,000, which is only 10%, I would have done my part. This is what drives me. This is what stops me from quitting. This is why I don't stop. You have to have a moment of reflection to find out what your why is. Or chances are you will not be able to weather the storms, frustrations, disappointments, and setbacks that come with being an entrepreneur. Don't skip this. This is vital. So this is a challenge. Set a date with yourself to figure out what your why is. You'll have to dig deep. Keep asking the question why until you exhaust all the options. So I go on to give an example, okay? So example, why do you want to own a business? Answer, because I want to make more money, okay? Why do you want to make more money? Answer, because I don't want to work full-time. Next question, why don't you want to work full-time? Answer, because I want to homeschool my special needs son. Why do you want to homeschool your special needs son? Because I know with the current school system, he does not stand a chance at learning much and it will prevent him from having a chance at a productive, independent life. Finally, the why has emerged. If this mom keeps this as her goal, she will do what it takes to crush the entrepreneurial goals. The business is just the vehicle to help her hit her real goal. That is one chapter out of the book. So you tell me what you think, because I'm going like, I actually hadn't read this part since I rediscovered the book, but I'm going like, this is really good stuff. But I need you to think about this. This really good stuff has been sitting in my Google Drive for 3.5 years. It was never published. It never helped anybody. It never helped anybody make the decision to start a business. I never used it. Like, I didn't even use it as a lead magnet. Like, imagine if in COVID, a book like this was circulating so people can see there is a way out. But no, yours truly left it in her Google Drive. So let me show you this, you know, what makes this really sad. So number one, for the physician community, there's a resource that could have helped them, but it wasn't out there to help them. Okay. And then tragedy number two is that for me, I could have said that I was an author, right? I could have experienced the mindset shift and the change in my self-concept because of the people that I helped, because of the fact that I'm an author, but I didn't experience that because the book was sitting in my Google Drive. Third tragedy is it made no difference in my business. Even if all I did was gave it out as a free book, I could have had thousands of email addresses that, you know what I mean, where I could share more about my podcast. I could have a bigger reach with my podcast. I could have entered different doors because the book could have gone maybe further than the podcast would go and all that kind of stuff. But none of that happened. I could have been leading a bigger movie. I could have helped more doctors. My business could have done much better if I had put it out there. So the people didn't gain, I didn't gain, the business didn't gain. All because I thought it wasn't good enough. But looking 3.5 years later, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is genius. This is such an amazing book. So I said all this to say this. When you have a concept to share, when you have a message on your heart, when you have a word that fixes a problem that somebody has, even if you feel it's not good enough, I want to challenge you to put it out there. I want to challenge you to dare your fears and shut your inner critic up and put it out there. What is the worst that happens? It's not good enough. You can't make it better till you put it out there. I could have done this book and I could have edited it and made another book, right? Like an updated version if I had published it 3.5 years ago. But because I didn't publish it, I couldn't make it better. It was just sitting as raw material in my Google Drive. Whatever it is that you have, I am telling you that it is a gift to your world. Put it out there. You've been thinking about starting a podcast? Start it. You've been thinking about writing a blog? Write it. You've been thinking about launching a YouTube channel? Do it. You've been thinking about writing a book? Write it. You've been thinking about going every week and doing Facebook Lives? Go and do it, because somebody needs it. Your people need it. You need it. Your business needs it, right? I've taken one for the team. I could have built so much on this in the last 3.5 years if I owned it and I did it. But I was so scared. I was so insecure that I kept it buried in my Google Drive. I've taken one for the team. And the reason why I'm not going to live in regret is because you are not going to leave stuff in your Google Drive or in your Evernote or in the Note app on your phone or in your brain for 3.5 years. You're going to put it out there. You're going to put it out there. And then that's going to make me go like, yeah, no harm, no foul. I learned a lesson and I've used it to help thousands of doctors. Can you do that for me? And it's not just for me, but your world needs your voice. And you would think that it's not good enough, but 3.5 years from now, you'll realize it was really good. Because I'm looking at that book, I'm proud of it. And I'm like, I don't know when, but I am going to publish it, right? I'm going to think of a timeline and I'm going to get it done because it is so good. So, 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 so good. Okay. All right. So what do I want you to do? Whatever that is, I want you to own it. And I want you to own it out loud. Okay. When I started my Facebook Live show, I was so terrified of doing it that I just went on live and I said, hey, everybody, this is Dr. Una, CEO of Ivy League Pediatrics. And I'm out here to say, listen, we see what's going on with the kids. We see, you know, with the parents having such a hard time. You have to help your kids with their academics. You have to help them with their habits and all of that stuff. And I'm here to support you. So because of that, what I'm going to do is starting next Thursday, every Thursday, 1 p.m., I am going to be doing the Legacy Parent Show, and we're going to be talking about all things parenting. I am here to support you. I went on air and said that. I did a Facebook Live and said that to hold myself accountable, and I want you to give you that same gift. So what I want you to do is take a screenshot of this, and I want you to go out there and say how you're going to own your voice, okay? Maybe it's your podcast. Maybe it's the blog. Maybe it's a YouTube channel. Maybe it's guesting on other people's platforms. Maybe you don't want to own your own platform, but you're like, I'm going to do at least 4 episodes a month. Maybe it's like, I'm going to come out and I'm going to show up on social media 3 times a week and I'm going to share my voice. Whatever that is, I want you to own your voice. The world needs what you have to say, okay? So you're going to say that. You're going to tag me, #EntreMD. I'm going to root for you. I'm going to shout you out. And I'm going to share your stuff, but we are going to own our voices because listen, the world needs our voices. We're physicians. We have the best stories. We have amazing knowledge. We have amazing information. We have amazing insight. The world needs what we have to offer. We have limited what we do to the exam room. And please don't misunderstand me. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the exam room. I still go to the exam room, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but we can't box it up in there. We cannot box it up in there when people who don't know what they're talking about are out there and they have millions of followers and they're spreading misinformation. Our voices are needed out there, whether it's clinically or whether it's based on whatever our business is based off of. Okay. So I want you to do that. And together, the EntreMD community, the physician community, together, we can make this world a better place, not as a cliche saying, not as a song, but we can make it better because every one of us, we are putting our expertise out there and together we're elevating everyone else. Okay, so we're not holding back and I do not want you 3.5 years from now to look back and regret not taking a step. I've done that. I've taken one for the team. I want you to come 3.5 years from now and say, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I did it. Okay. So go post, go let me know what you're going to do. Hold yourself accountable. I'm rooting for you. I will shout you out. And we together, we're going to get this done. Okay. All right, my friends, I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.